Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, where editors of Managed Healthcare Executive chat with healthcare executives in the C-Suite and professionals. Our conversations are about the most important issues facing American healthcare today, such as its cost, effectiveness, delivery, organization, and its fairness. Listen in, learn a lot.
Hello, everybody. My name is Peter Werwine. I'm senior editor at Managed Healthcare Executive. And today I'm speaking to Kathy Mooney, who presented Abstract 7000 at ASCO this weekend. Kathy is the distinguished professor at the University of Utah and senior director of population sciences at the Huntsman Cancer Institute. Hello, Kathy. Her research is about something called hospital at home, which seems particularly relevant these days because of COVID-19 and concerns about bringing patients into healthcare facilities. So maybe we should just begin by you describing to the listeners what this hospital at home concept is exactly.
Great, I'd be delighted to. Hospital at home has been around for a good number of years, but it's found mostly outside of the United States. And where it's found is in single payer countries for healthcare. So there are programs in Australia, Spain, and other parts of Europe, the UK, Israel. All have programs where they bring hospital-level care to the home. So instead of having acute care services when you need them in the hospital, you have them within your home setting. And it is a concept that has been studied, but mostly not in cancer. Most of the beginnings of hospital at home involve conditions like community-acquired pneumonias, cellulitis, urinary tract infections, some other chronic diseases like COPD and heart failure, but it has not been extensively studied or really studied at all in the area of cancer.
So when we say hospital at home, that conjures up an image of a hospital bed, some monitoring equipment. Could you just describe what sort of resources are brought to bear to create this hospital level care within somebody's living room, dining room, bedroom?
Sure. It depends on the reason that they are receiving hospital-level care at home, but it often includes having intravenous hydration, medications. There may be monitoring on cardiovascular parameters. They may have oxygen therapy, and it is both kind of the skills and the services, blood draws, those other kinds of things that come on both providing interventions like IV antibiotics, but also intensive monitoring by clinicians for making sure that these parameters, cardiovascular, respiratory, fever symptoms are being monitored properly. So it's both monitoring and intervention, just as one would receive in the hospital.
And what is the what are the guiding purposes of this model of delivering hospital level care at home?
Well, there are several. One that we can go through. One is patient comfort, that they'd rather be at home with their family and their pets, and continuing to live their lives in spite of needing acute services. There are some benefits to be obtained in not being exposed to hospital-acquired infections, or as I might say now, viruses. There is the deconditioning that occurs when you lay in a hospital bed for a week at a time, as opposed to being at your home where you get up and still walk around. So there are some health benefits that are obtained being at home as opposed to the exposures or the deconditioning that occurs during a hospital stay. You get to eat your own food, you get to have visits from your family. So it is very positive in that way. And in most evaluations of hospital at home, it costs much less.
So, it hasn't been used very much in cancer, I guess, even in countries with single payer. Is there a particular set of reasons why it hasn't been used in cancer, this model of hospital-level care at home?
You know, there really isn't a good reason other than the oncology community hasn't pushed forward to do that. They have looked at care in setting up infusion suites and community sites, but they just haven't looked at how can we extend care beyond the walls of the cancer center. Now, there are some programs that have looked at, in Europe, looked at chemotherapy in the home, and among their hospital at home population, they include some cancer patients. But it really has not been a concept that has been embraced or studied in the United States around it being a clear segment of cancer care.
So let's talk about your program at Huntsman Cancer Institute. I think reading the abstract that you and Huntsman, I guess, you're the leader here, started hospital at home services in 2018, a couple of years ago. And what motivated Huntsman to get started in this, started with this?
Yes, I'm lucky to be a part of a very innovative team at Huntsman. And very much they are committed to looking at improving care delivery and extending care beyond the walls of the cancer center. Huntsman Cancer Institute is in Salt Lake City, Utah, and we serve cancer patients in a vast western area. So the entire state of Utah and parts of Nevada, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, and even a little bit of Colorado. And the issue is, how do we extend care? And so we need to be innovative in how we look at models of care that don't require patients always to be at the mothership of the Huntsman Cancer Institute. So within trying to brainstorm what are some of the things that we should do, we thought initially of the hospital at home concept, because it's in cancer care, people receive their treatment on an outpatient basis, and then they go home where they experience all kinds of side effects from their treatment, also disease progression symptoms. And the service model right now is for people to return to the emergency department for evaluation or to the clinics, of which then they end up being readmitted to the hospital. So the organization of care for people is when these kind of fluctuating symptoms and progression issues come up, that one must go to an emergency department or go be an inpatient again. And so was to try to see if some of that care could be brought into the home, and that by monitoring patients better at home, we might decrease their use of the emergency department and being rehospitalized.
So, let's talk about your particular findings that you're presenting at ASCO. As I recall, we're talking about roughly 367 patients, maybe exactly. And 169 were in the hospital at home model, and I believe 198 were in usual care. And these were people who were quite sick. I believe 77% had stage 4 cancers, and is fairly typical. I believe it was the cohort was elderly, 62 years of age on average. So then I believe that you looked at results for 30 odd days. So what did you, if I characterized what you looked at correctly, what did you find?
Yes, you characterized it correctly. I might say that I don't know if 62 years of age is elderly as an average, but that's just a personal opinion. But we looked at, we compared the 30 days after they came into our comparison or Huntsman at Home group. And the one thing is, how did we divide up the studies? Because it wasn't a randomized trial. And so it was, we had Huntsman at Home patients who were admitted by clinicians for care. And then we had to draw the comparison group. And so the comparison group were patients who would have been Huntsman at Home patients, except that they lived outside the service area. They still lived within the Salt Lake metropolitan area, but we only had a 20-mile radius that we had service for Huntsman at Home patients. So the comparison was similar patients, but they didn't live in the service area. And so we looked at 30 days after we identified them prospectively into either being in the comparison because they didn't live in the right area or they lived in the right area and were in Huntsman at Home. And we found, we looked at hospitalizations, length of stay, emergency department, and whether they had any intensive care stays and their charges, their cost. In the 30 days after they came into our observation. And these were the areas that, again, we were trying to see if we could impact by having a program to support people at home. And indeed, we found that for unplanned hospitalizations, the Huntsman at Home intervention group had significantly less hospitalizations, about 58% less than the comparison group, and they had a length of stay, if they were hospitalized, of about 1.2 days less in the hospital. They did not have a difference in intensive care unit admissions. The Huntsman at Home group had 7% of the group had intensive care unit admissions, where 9% of the comparison group did. And we found for emergency department that the Huntsman at Home group had 48% less visits to the emergency department than the comparison. And the charges for that month were about 48% less than the usual care group for the Huntsman intervention group.
Is the hospital at home model a more resource intensive, which is to say expensive, model than the usual care model? And so we're not necessarily, in terms of cost and resources, it's not a, is it fairly expensive proposition to set these programs up at home as opposed to usual care? So you're still going to incur some cost to prevent the even more expensive hospitalization or ED visit.
Yeah. Yes, it is expensive. Our program is nurse practitioner visits combined with registered nurse visits. And then there is oncologist and palliative care physician backup to that. So in terms of personnel, you are taking who would be caring for you in the hospital and putting it at your home. And so you have to create that. And, you know, there are still medications, there is still intravenous equipment, there's still monitoring equipment. There's getting the personnel to the home, so there's cars and all of those kinds of costs. On the other hand, it is less expensive than a day in the hospital or several visits to the emergency department.
Good, good, good. And so have you, in fact, lost money per case?
I guess you would say that the current fee for service, and it depends, on the particular insurance plan, but often there is an allocation of a specific number of visits allowed. And so that is not adequate when you're doing hospital level care. And where you may need a registered nurse to visit twice a day or three times a day. And so, there is, in our demonstration of hospital at home and oncology, it was significant to have it underwritten by the Huntsman Cancer Institute in order to make it possible. And part of the work is to evaluate it, get that information out, and then have conversations with commercial payers around reimbursement mechanisms.
So just to sort of put a capstone on this conversation, do you see this model of hospital at home services for cancer patients perhaps becoming the accepted model of care for patients with stage 4 cancers? Because it's, you know, it saves money, as shown by your research, about 50%. But also because of the COVID-19 and a more general concern about pandemic illnesses and viral disease. I mean, is this?
Well, it may be a silver lining to the terrible pandemic we're experiencing that there some of the good that will come out of it is that we've had to quickly innovate and demonstrate that safe care can be done at home and protect patients that are vulnerable. And a responsive healthcare system will see the value of this more quickly for adoption because of this experience we're currently having.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and follow Managed Healthcare Executive on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For more information on Managed Healthcare Executive, visit our website at www.managedhealthcareexecutive.com.